Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined as ever by Andy Holding. We're going to look ahead to the Clonmel card today, coming up on Thursday afternoon. Jumps card and a reasonably good jumps card as well, to be honest. Just the six races to look forward to, but fingers crossed we can bag you a few winners. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex.
How are you? I haven't spoken to you for a while, actually.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It must be about a month, I think.
Crossed.
Yes. Yeah.
Could
be a blessing in disguise, to be honest.
Yeah,
but
both of us.
We'll wait and see about that. Yeah, not a bad card today, is it?
No, it's all right. Yeah, first two races are very good, particularly Grade 3. That's attracted a decent field. But I'm really keen on one of the first. I'm getting my nap out of the way in the first race. Very strong on this one. Been waiting for it to run for quite a while.
That interests me, Andy, because on the William Hill Naps table, I've just submitted my nap for the day, and it's also in that race.
Well, we're on the same wavelength.
Okay. We'll start with that race, the 2:15. Hurdle over 2.5 miles. I have a feeling that we've gone for the same one here, Andy. I'm a fan of Indian File, are you?
Yeah, massive fan.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's the nap of the day for me as well. Quite surprised to see it trading sort of 9-4, 5-2 this morning. One firm actually went 11-4, which was quickly gobbled up. I really like this horse. Been waiting for him to run ever since he posted his best ever career figures at Limerick over the Christmas period when he made all the running in the hands of Alan Crowe, takes the ride today. And he stayed a mighty strong in the latter stages, really did power clear off the home turn in bottomless ground, recording a very fast time, won by 17 lengths. I actually marked him down as a horse that A, could take on board perhaps a graded race sooner rather than later, and B, might be one for one of those handicap finals at the Fairy House Easter Festival maybe later on in the season, being as he's a proper national hunt type by Flemings Firth. And maybe down the line, you know, he's going to be more of a chaser rather than a horse, you know, attracting, you know, the sort of big races towards the end of the season. Interestingly, though, I did notice he had an entry in a Grade 2 race over the weekend. So it's obvious that Christy Rates thinks quite a bit of him to enter him in that kind of company. But he's come here for easy pickings. I think he'll easily get the better of the second favourite, Perfect Gentleman, who ostensibly has come from the summer jumping department. And, you know, this is only his second race in the period since he won, or finished second back in May. He's had one run at Thurles in a fairly modest race where he was touched off despite a mistake at the last. I think he probably wants better ground as well, if I'm being truthful, by King's Theatre, so we can put the fork in him. Ruby Light, obviously, comes off the back of several modest runs over fences. Interesting to see how much ability this nine-year-old retains when he goes back over hurdles. And then we're coming on to the real sort of depths, the likes of the mare, our Katie, who, you know, has got a mountain to climb, considering she's only rated 122, and the Western Boy hasn't had a run this season. So Indian File absolutely jumps off the page here. I think this will go off a really short price. I think you've got to get stuck into this. Me and you both fancy it, Alex, which is a rare bird. Hopefully we're both right.
Yeah, 9-4 at the time recording with William Hill. Certainly a price that I've been enticed by, but certainly I wouldn't mind. I'd take 6-4 about this. I think it's got a pretty good chance. As you said, Perfect Gentleman, looking pretty exposed. I think we know what he can do now. Ruby Light, better known for chasing exploits, and our Katie is a good mare, but I think Indian File could be something pretty special there. So
yeah, he's a proper horse as well. You're looking, he's a real grand, proper set light chaser, and whatever he does literally is a bonus over hurdles. But I think we're going to be hearing lots of him, win, lose or draw today. I think he's one to follow.
Okay, good. Fingers crossed then for Indian File. Hopefully listeners can get on at an appealing price sooner rather than later. Next up then the 2:45, the feature race on the card. Grade 3 Novices Hurdle. 3 miles the trip. As you mentioned earlier, Andy, really, really nice race this. Nice feel to it, and some pretty smart performance turning up.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think you can make a case out for 3-4 here, and there's been good money for Shanto Ed as well to throw into the bargain. Interesting little matchup here with the Gordon Elliott stable. He's posed a bit of a question mark for punters here with having the first two in the betting. Which one do we go with? The hugely impressive one in my eyes was Double Irish when he won at Leopardstown over the Christmas period, slamming with a capital S. Two subsequent winners as well, so it's not as if that form was too shabby. It was a very fast time as well, way quick enough indicated that. He beat Champagne James, who won the other day, and of course he beat Quick Vic Vic, who went back to Leopardstown at the next meeting and won very readily. So he's definitely, for me, the form horse here, Double Irish. That is over 2 miles, however, and he's taken a massive step up in distance, which is obviously the query that we've got if we want to get involved with Double Irish. This was 2.5 or 2 miles. I'd have no hesitation in selecting him here. But will he get the extra mile? That's the question. Where is his stable companion? I think at Moonshine Lad, he's definitely one who's rubber-stamped himself as a stayer. He got beat the last day by Sure Reef, but it took all of Willie Mullins' ex-flat horse, all his energies to get the better of that horse in the latter stages. The time of the race wasn't overly strong, but the back end of the race was really good. It was one of those races where it flipped on its head from a speed figure perspective. They went slow early on, and then the last circuit was a real burn-up. So I don't think it was any disgrace to beat by that horse, giving him £3. And obviously, Paul Carberry takes the ride ahead of Double Irish. It's a nasty one because the money's for Moonshine Lad this morning. But I want to stay low with Double Irish. I'm hoping that the step up and trip will suit him. Don't forget, he's second at point-to-point back in the day. So he has actually run over 3 miles at some stage in his career. And I'm actually going to throw another one into the mix at a price. That's the Job Is Right, who... he's very much the speed figure horse here, having run well in a good Grade 3 down in Limerick. It was the race that Faheen won. Now, followers of Faheen for the Cheltenham Festival and the Neptune will be wanting the Job Is Right to run well here, because if this horse is the only one to keep tabs with in the latter stages, I mean, to be fair, Faheen absolutely toyed with Mark O'Harrigan's 6-year-old. But he did only get beat 5 lengths, and he's 8-1 this morning. I think that's an overreaction. He's 1-for-1 at the track. He stays well. So I'm going to back both Double Irish at 7-2 and the Job Is Right at 8-1. And hope that I'll drop on the winner.
Okay then, next up the 3:15 Maiden Hurdle over 2.5 miles. Not the strongest race on the card this, Andy. Moores Road heads the market for Michael Hourigan and Paul Carberry, but that one might have a few question marks about it at the price. Are you going to look for a bit of each way value here?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Obviously, I can't tip a horse I don't know anything of. We've got to respect a horse like that, having won a point to point, and Michael Hourigan, I got a bit of time for him as well with Carberry booked. He's been chalked around about 9-4 this morning, which looks, you know, a fair enough price given that he might have too much ability for the rest. Corporate Box has got an absolute mountain to find from her last run. I mean, that was an absolute shocker at Limerick. She was well beat before the white flag was raised, turning for home. And then you come to the likes of Railway Benefit, who, you know, that couldn't beat the ambulance home last time out. So you're looking at horses, perhaps to outrun what they've already done. And the one that steps up to the plate for me is Battling Spirit here for the Terence O'Brien stable. This horse has caught the eye a couple of times. He slipped up in that race early on in the season beyond Indian File when we never really got a chance to see what he could do. He was also unseated at the last on his penultimate start when a horse of Willie Mullins's fell at the last. He probably would have finished fourth that day, but he was keeping on quite well, so that wasn't a bad run. And not a bad effort either last time out back at the same track when he stepped up in trip, when he was seventh behind Don Poley and Kerry Anvik. That was on the 30th of January. I think this 2.5 mile trip should be fine. Of what I've seen, all he does is keep going and keep galloping. He looks a genuine, honest type. This is a bad race. So I just suggest we back Battling Spirit each way.
Okay, Battling Spirit there in the 3:15. Race number 4 on the Clonmel card is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. And the market this morning has it between 2, Dalian and Desert Moor Stream. Firstly, Andy, do you make it between those two? And if so, which one do you fancy?
Well, you'd have to, really. I mean, Calico Calista is the only other one with form. She'd have a chance on that third behind Lud's Dineen on the 6th of Jan, where Gold Not Silver has franked the form subsequently. But then, you know, back in Ordinary Maiden Hurdle Company, in Mare's company, she can only manage 7th. So, you know, she's fairly limited, and you'd expect either Dalian or Desert Moor Stream to be a lot better than those. Certainly, if they were handicapped, they'd be giving marks in the 120s, you'd say, after their respective runs last time out. And I think the pick of them has to be Dalian. That run behind Carl Style reads quite well. Carl Style, of course, finished third at Leopardstown the time before behind Western Boy in a race which has worked out really well. So collaterally, Dalian's got a huge advantage on form on Desert Moor Stream, who I thought ran a bit of a shocker here last time out. This is the horse that fell at the last in that race. It was won by the pounds. He was fading particularly badly when he fell at the last. It was a tired fall. So there are question marks to answer for this horse. He's got the hood reapplied, which might be a little bit of a boost that he needs. But I just can't back a horse who was weakening so badly last time out. He looked as though he was a spent force, whereas Dalian, he seems quite a strong runner, and that form at Thurles behind Carl Style looks by far and away the pick. So I'll go with Roger Sweeney's charge.
OK then, the 4:15, the penultimate race on the card, is next up. Handicap hurdle over 2 miles and half a furlong. Only really bits and pieces of solid recent form to go on here. Where should we start here, Andy?
Well, we'll start with Snowwell. The only one who's got a reasonable placed effort last time out in a similar race to this. Third behind Misty Lady. It was a poor race that day at Fairy House. Misty Lady's got beat twice subsequently. And the fact that she was the first reserve and won at 33-1 really tells you all you need to know about that race. So we have got a bit of a dodgy-looking favourite. Ultralight, albeit, has got some decent form over fences. That second to Rattan at Downpatrick would probably be the pick. Hasn't got much soft or heavy ground form over hurdlers, and actually has never won a race in 14 starts. So the front two in the market look vulnerable. There's been money for Ivenka this morning, which I could half see on that run behind Zabana at Sligo back in May. I mean, Zabana's gone on to win at Leopardstown subsequently, but it's a shocking run of the day at Sedgefield. It never ever travelled. I was at William Hill Radio that day, and I tipped it, and it never went a yard. So I'm looking for something perhaps at a big price here that might just upset the apple cart or improve on its handicap debut. And the one that fits the bill is Fort Carson from the Ronnie O'Neill stable. A couple of decent runs in decent maidens on its last two starts. We'll certainly give this horse a chance off a mark of 91. Was ninth last time out behind the Winkler, who's running Grady Company subsequently. That wasn't a bad maiden hurdle, actually, as it stands. And a horse called Seamus Moore, who was 11th in that race, actually won the other day off a mark of 90 at Navan. So off a mark of 91, just a pound higher, and having finished two places in front of that runner, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that Fort Carson could be very competitive here off its handicap. And it's one of those races where I rather chuck a few quid each way at an outsider rather than go down the front end of the market, where you've got one or two dodgy-looking credentials.
OK, then. So Fort Carson, the each-way pick there. 16-1 at the time of recording in the 4:15, which moves us on to the final race of the day at Clonmel, the 4:45 flat race over 2 miles and half a furlong. As per usual with these kind of races, Andy, you've got the horses that you'd expect at the head of affairs, shall we say. A Gigginstown runner, a Mullins runner, and a horse with Jane Mangan on board. What takes your eye here?
Yeah, I quite like Gordon Ennett's Drunken Council, who ran really well last time in a race, which I think is a very good piece of form. It was won by Cillian's Return. Of course, Cillian's Return has subsequently been acquired by J.P. McManus. He's obviously quick to get on board that form line. Cillian's Return, of course, the time before chased home Black Hercules, who I think is going to head to the Cheltenham Festival, giving a bit of a two-pronged attack for Willie Mullins with Shane's Hill. And of course Vigil, who was second in that race, he bolted up the other day at the Leopardstown meeting on the Sunday, Hennessy Gold Cup day. So that form looks really, really solid, and the fact that Drunken Council was very well back that day, 9-2 into 130, suggests that, you know, we should rely on that form as well, and that was a much better run than at first glance. Interesting, the hood, which was on the time before over hurdles behind Vator, has been reapplied today, and Nina Carby's been booked. So I think this horse has got a bit of a form edge over the other two in the market, Most Peculiar and Perfect Promise. Most Peculiar was slightly disappointing, went fourth behind Grand Partner at Fairy House, and Perfect Promise got beat by Miss Mardan, who, to be fair, is a nice mare, and she subsequently ran quite well in defeat the next time. So not a bad little race between these three. I think they're all okay, but I like that Junk and Cancer form down in Fairy House. That Cillian's Return and Vigil, they'd be odds on to take this race. And we can get sort of 9-4, 5-2 about this horse in the lasso. Nice bit of value to end the card.
OK, then, Drunken Council, a nicely priced pick, actually, there in the 4:45. Lovely stuff, Andy. Best of luck with those selections, especially the nap in the 2:15. Yeah. Let's hope that wins.
Amazing that all the horses we could have picked today, both of us have napped Indian Farm.
Well, I looked through all the UK racing and thought, well, you know, there's a few I fancy here, but that one just sort of stood out for me, so let's hope that it can get the job done for both of us and for any listeners that that join us on that one. And we'll catch up with you soon, Andy.
Yeah, cheers, Alex. I'll be in the studio tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.